Hey, Omer Aleph at the top. Iboy Elohu. Overish al das tricha hasro lafsi luxubosa or ain't a tricha. A woman who is Overus Adas, we learned already in Ksubos what those are. She's acts in a preacher-stick away in different things. So she loses her Ksuba. Does she have to be warned first or not? Or if she does it, she loses her Ksuba automatically. Mi Amrin and Kivan Overus Adas, he loboyasra. Since the Maisa, she's losing her Ksuba because of the way she acts, so she acts that way, she loses her Ksuba. Al Dilma, Tiboy Hasra, right? Maybe not. Maybe she, in order to be considered really Overus Aldas, she has to have Hasra. And if she's not warned, so then it's not that serious what she's doing. Di Hodra Bati Hadar, and also giving her a chance to have Harata. We'll see later, the essence for is also there. That could be that if she's not warned, that it's not chutzpedika behavior, unless she's warned also. But in any case, giving also a chance to have Harata. Toshma, Arusa v'shomeres yovam, lo shosos v'lo notlos ksuba. Arusa and shomeres yovam, right, don't get their ksuba, but they don't go through the whole process. Mercer's mishtahu de lo shasio, ha kinuye maknila. Right, the maisi, she doesn't drink, but there is a din of kinuy and stira by her. So, lamai, why in the world is he going to make kinuy for? What's the purpose? She can't go through the process anyway, what's the purpose of kinuy and stira? Lav lahasidik suba. So isn't it and only that this way she loses her ksuba? Mashma, if he wasn't mekana her, right, if he didn't warn her, she won't lose her ksuba if she acts in a preacher-stick way, and here by being the yichud in somebody that's not her husband is overis aldas. Rabbaya lo, no, there's another reason why we'd have kinui and stira, and why the husband mekana her, even though he knows she can't go through the process. La osra alof. What's it called? In order to what's it called to make her osur to him, right? Any chanami. Without kinui, she won't become osur just because of yichud. But with kinui, she will become osur. So therefore, he's mekana, and there's a nafkamina of kinui and stira legabi laosralov. Papa Amar lahashkosa kshinasua. There's another nafkamina, right? When he'll be machnis her, right? He can be now give her to Vishosa al pi the kinui that they had when she was in Arusa. Kiditanya, ein mekanin la Arusa lashkosa kshi Arusa. There's no din of shtia by an Arusa as long as she remains in Arusa. Avo mekanin la Arusa lashkosa kshi nesua. But if the kinui was when she was in Arusa, and then she became a nesua, now she can go through the process. So therefore there's no raya from here. The purpose of kinui and stira by an arusa, even though she doesn't drink, is not in order to make her lose her ksuba. She loses her ksuba without the kinui too. But it's for these other reasons. See Rashi. Tzricha hasra, overus aldas, Yehudis. She'eino tznua. Yotza v'rosha parua. She goes out with her head uncovered, v'tova b'shuk, or she, what's it called, weaves in the public with her arms uncovered, medaberesim kol adam, or she goes around, what's it called, being overly friendly to stam people, domar biksuvos meperikamader diyotzer shelo biksuva. All these things she loses her ksuba. Tzricha hasra shema tachzer v'im tachzer lo tafsik ksubasa. She need hasra, give it a chance to recant. Right, and then she won't lose her ksuba. She loses it anyway, whether she has hasra or not. Lemai, kivan de lo shasya kinu lemai yohani. So why do you need kinui for an arusa if she can't go through the process anyway? Is it not latsude ksubasa? V'ilav dekani lo matsuda. If she didn't have warn her and give a kinui, then she wouldn't lose her ksuba. Amatsricha hasra v'zu averes aldasi shenistri manoshim. It's one of the things of Overus Aldas is the fact she's biyichud with people she's also to be biyichud with. Lashkosa kshi nesua, the imti saser laacher nesuin shows al yedei kinui shel erisin. The kinui helps even mishas erisin as long as the stira was after the nesuin. Sheinu yochel lashkosa kshi arusa deboina and tachas isha. Mora says, okay, Amar Rava Toshma, another raya, whether you need hasra to take away the ksuba of an overus aldas or not. Amon lekoin gadol grusha v'chalutz lekoin hedyet Mamzeres unesino Yisrael, Bas Yisrael Mamzo Nesin, all these Chayvei Lavin, which is also to him anyway, Lo Shosos, Velo Notlos Ksuba. Right? They don't go through the process and they don't get their Ksuba. Mursas Mishtehu de Lo Shasya, she doesn't drink. Haknuye Makmila, but there is an idea of Kinuy and Stira here. It's just that they, because otherwise drink, of course they don't drink, there's no Kinuy and Stira. So must be talking a case where there was kinui and there was stira, and still these chayvei lavim, they don't go through the process. So what do you need the kinui and stira for? Lulamai ilo shronolav. If, like we said before, by the arusa to asher her to him, she's asher anyway because of the lav. Ho asirin the kaim elalav latsirin ksuba. So must be the only reason for kinui and stira over here is to leker lose a ksuba. Mashma, without kinui, there wouldn't be any loss of ksuba. Omra of Yehuda midistark mi miskarta lo la osro the boil kibal. No, there's another reason for kinui and stira, right? Even though she doesn't go through the process, but if there's kinui and then there's stira, she's also to the boil. She can ever marry or live with the person she's nechshed, that she was miyachid with. Right? Disnan kshem shasur la baal kachasur la boil. Just like she's also to the baal, we learn from two venitmas. Right, three nevitmas, really, one for the boil, and one for the baal, and one for truma. So therefore, there's no raya from here that the kinui, the purpose of the kinui is to be mafsa her ksuba, she loses ksuba without kinui. The purpose of the kinui is to ask her to the person she's nesyachid with. She's nechsha that it was the boil. Omri bichanina misura, toshma, the elu shebezim mekanin lohen, mishin ischarish baalo, nishtato, shoyachot, veso asurim, Velola hashkosa amru, based in the kinu, the basin can't help to make her go through the process. Ela l'posla miksubosa, and only to make her apostle for a ksuba, to lose her ksuba. L'maisas mashma, without a kinu of basin, which is hasra, she wouldn't lose her ksuba. So you see from here, you need hasra. Shma mina, boy hasra, shma mina. Yenachinami. Versus the kulu my time alo amri meha. Why didn't all the other Amorayim bring a raya from here? It's Beferish Araya, that without kinui of Beis Din, she won't lose her ksuba. Beferish, and it says Beferish, the reason is, lahafsi ksubasa. Where it says, no, dilma shani hosim delesla aimsa de baal klau. Maybe a woman who, her husband's not around, so the fact that she's overis al das is not so serious, because she doesn't have the aim of her husband. When does a woman lose her ksuba? When she's overis al das, if she does it tachas baila, then she totally disregards the aim of her husband. That's a serious aveira. If not, it's an aveira, but it's not serious enough to make her lose her ksuba. That's why I would think, and that's why over this case you need the kinui, the hasra. But in a normal case where she's tachas baila, right, then it's a tremendous chutzpah for her to be overis al das. She loses her ksuba even without hasra. That's why the other Amoraim did not bring a raya from here. La osra aboel kinui lo mahani ela la osra aboel. The kinui is not needed to make her lose her ksuba. She'll lose her ksuba without the kinui. You don't need hasra. The reason for the kinui over here is to asa her to the boel. Im yomuzeh o yigarshena velo shosas. If he divorces her or he dies, so now she's mutter to get married, she can't marry the boel, or the one who's nechshad to be the boel. El apostle miksubasa michlal de ilo esrubalo mesida. Here it says beferish in the Mishnah, the reason that the beizdin is mekanaher, so she should lose her ksuba. Mashu if they're not mekanaher, he won't lose her ksuba. Disnan the kamam beperik hashem shamayim boldkin. Where it says no shani hosam. The reason that all the others didn't bring a proof from here, right, is because there's a hava mina to say that only a woman who's tachas baila doesn't need hasra to lose her ksuba. But a woman whose husband is basically not around or not functional, so there the aveira of aveira saldas isn't strong enough to make her lose her ksuba. Hod the boy hasra, the lesla aims to the bow. The lav da asru ba beidina lo havi lon lemiknisa. If the beizin didn't warn her, we shouldn't take away her ksuba. Why? The kivin de lesla aimsa ain tema bedoverim overis al das. It's not so. It's understandable. This woman doesn't have any aim of her husband, so she's a prutza. The ain ze pritzusa yisersa. It's not extra pritzus where a woman whose husband has functional and still she's overis al das. That's a much more serious aveira. Aval misha baila etzla the einu yorea mimenu v'overas al das pritzusa yaserisa isba the ikala meimer the blav hasra nami mitzlik tubasa. So that's therefore there's no raya brura from this case in the Mishnah, right? And therefore they didn't bring a raya from here. But the maisa the maskana that svara is not a svara, and the halacha is that she always needs hasra to lose her ksuba. Okay. Iboyaluhu, another shaila. Overis aldas, verotza baal lekaima. Mekaima ain't a mekaima. And overis aldas, the halacha is you megarish her and she loses her ksuba. Do you have to be megarish her? Let's say the husband says, I don't care. Right? Can he keep her or not? Or does he have to megarish her? Mi amrinu bikpeda de baal tala rachmana, vaholo kopit, right? The overis aldas is usher to he has to be megarisher because he's makbid, so we give him the permission to be megarisher, right? She loses her ksuba, right? Oh Dilma, even the kopit, since most people are makbid or whatever, right? It's a normal way to do it. So the chachamim said that everybody has to divorce her. So it's something that people should be makbid on. Rashi, Tola Rachmana, the kosu v'kines ishto. Right, says that he is makbid and he sees that she's acting in a preachistic way, so he is mekana her, right? So it's mashmitz toli in his kpeda. So if he wants to keep her, he doesn't want to be mekana her or whatever, so he has the right to do that. Ol dilma kiven de kopit klomar kiven de urche de baal mikbid bahachi al korche de hainomi havi kpeda legabe lo plug. Since it's a normal thing for husbands to be makbid on if his wife is overis aldas, so we're mechayiv him to megarish her, even if he says he doesn't care. Toshma, the elu shebezin mekan lohem, mishin ischarish baal nishtato, shahoya chovish vesu asurim, the iamras rotza baal lekaima, mekaima, avde bezin midi de dilma lo nichole le baal, right, lechora, why does bezin get involved in something that later on, the baal will become normal again, right, he'll get healed, and he'll say, I don't want to divorce my wife. So why are we getting involved in being mekanah or whatever for something that later on the Baal may undo? Elamai must be, he can't undo it. And therefore what the Bezin does is, we're not going to make Bezin look bad because he can undo what they did. Rashi. Avdina milsa the dilma lo nichale, the hayach, onu nasim shluchim, lo ledover shehu chovlo, sheino chovitzbo, the kaimalon, dein chovinlon, or shlovifonim. Right? Maybe he doesn't want to divorce his wife. So why are we getting involved in something that's maybe not l'schusa? So Mar says no. Stama de milsa kiven doveris aldas hu menich nichele. Most husbands, right, are happy to get rid of their wife if they're overis aldas. So therefore it's a schus for him. Even though in the, there is an option that maybe he doesn't care. Iboyeluhu. Baal shem mochel al kinuyo. Kinuyo mochel eno mochel. Right? Can the husband retract his kinuy? We'll see, we're talking after stira. Right? Mi amrinam de kinuy de baal tola rachmano, u baal hu mochele, le kinuyo. Since the whole thing is dependent on the husband, so a woman is meyachid with somebody, doesn't become usher to her husband, doesn't need to drink anything, right? Doesn't go through the process, only if the husband's mekana her. So since the husband has the choice to be mekano or not, he could be mochel on it also afterwards. Al dilma kiven de konile mi korla motzi mochel, or maybe not. Once he started the process, you can't revoke it. Right? Now once there was kinui and stira, there's no way of getting out. Toshma. The elu shebezin mekano lohen, mishin ischarish bailo nishtato, shohoya chovish vesu asurin. The iomras baal shemochel akinuyo kinui mochel, avdinin midi de osi baal mochele. Right? Here again. We're going to make the Bezin look bad. Because, they're what's it called, they're going to be Makanahar. And then he's going to get out of prison and be Mochel. And then what the Bezin did looks bad. Right? We're undoing what the Bezin did. It makes the Bezin look bad. So, if there was a chance of Mechila, then Bezin wouldn't be Makanahar to begin with. Kamash Malon, the fact that Bezin does do it, that there's no chance of Mechila. Rashi shemochal kinuyo v'hashta solka daitich tekaboy ben shemochal kodim stira ben shemochal achar stira. Now we think that the shaila is about mechila both before the stira. He takes back his kinuy, and then if she's nister after that, she won't become osur and won't go through the process. or even if she was nister already and she's chayiv in the process, then retroactively he can take back the kinui, and now he takes off the whole halacha. That's what we think now, that it goes on both cases. The imtim tzilom roveris al dash shirotzu l'kaima. The kaima, if you think that a person can keep a woman who's overis al das, up to his choice. Hani mile below kinui. Aval hecha diko kinui istira, varotso limchol, mai. Right? If there's kinui istira and he wants to be mochel, now what's the thing? Mi okar kinui vishari leolo. Right? Now could he, what's it called, take away the kinui or not? Avdina midi dosi balu mochel veika zilusa de bedina. People are going to think the Beis Din did something and it was undone. They're going to think badly about the Beis Din, that you see, Beis Din can do things and you can undo it. Okay. Amara says, no, Stama de Milso, other maskim of das Beis Din. Beis Din's not afraid of that, because Stama, if the Beis Din already gets involved, the husband's going to agree. He's not going to be mochel. So we're not afraid of the Mechila, even though it's possible for him to be Mochel. Stam of the Milsa, the Maskim, the Samchin and Astam Daite de Inche, Umaknin and Law, the Iosi Umochel Mochel, and Echonami, in the event that he'll be Mochel, the Beis Din will look bad, but that's a Dover Shalosh Shriach, so they weren't afraid of that. Better to be Mekanahar and see that she shouldn't be a Prutza than to, what's it called, than to worry about what will be if the unusual event will be that the husband will be mochel. Toshma, another raya, whether he could be mochel or not. Mosim lo shnei talmid chachomim, shema yovo aleho baderech. Right, he sent two talmid chachomim, and just to keep him from living her on the way to the Beis HaMikdash to do the process. V'yam resbal shemochel kinuyo kinuyo mochel, lachli l'kinuyo evalivo. Why can't he live with her? Let him be mochel on his kinuyo and live with her. Right, and the heter. So what are the two talmidei chachamim there to guarantee that he won't live with her? He could, if he wants to live with her, he has a way of doing it. The heter, be mochel. Maish no talmidei chachamim the gemire the iboy lemivo amri le achli lekinuyach no enchanami. The two talmidei chachamim are there to tell him, look, if you can't control yourself, so be mochel on the kinui, and then she'll be mutter to you. So they're there not to prevent him from living with her under all circumstances, but in case he wants to live with her, to let him know the way to do it, beheter. Maishno talmidei chachamim terutzahu, right? V'hochi k'mamer lo. Otherwise, you send any two people if they're there to prevent him from living. You don't need talmidei chachamim to prevent someone from living. You need talmidei chachamim to remind him how if he wants to live with her, he can do it beheter. La'olam mochel v'deikalei masnisen maishno de bo'inen talmidei chachamim mishum de gemirei de asura lei b'delo mochel. Kinuyo. The e osi le mi boil, amren le osi le, what's it called? Achli le kinuyo. So they'll, what's it called? The Talmidei Chacham will know to tell him that he should be mochel on his kinuy, so she'll be mutter to him. So there's no raya from there that he can't be mochel. Toshma, Dom Rabbi Yoshia, Shloshit Vorim Sochli Zi'ira Mianche Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yoshia said that, Zi'ira, who was on Mianche Yerushalayim, told me three things. Baal shemochel al kinuyo kinuyo mochel. Right? If a husband wants to be mochel on the kinuyo, he can be mochel. Zokin mamri shirotsu bezin limchel o mochel mo. After a person becomes a zokin mamri, he, what's it called, rebelled against the Sanhedrin, paskin differently, went into his city and taught people to do differently than the psak of the Sanhedrin. So he's chayiv misa. If the Sanhedrin wants to be mochel, they can be mochel. The Ben Soru Mora Shirotsu Ovivimo Limchalo Mochlano. Ben Soru Mora went through the whole process, did everything he's supposed to do in order to become a Ben Soru Mora, and the parents say we're Mochel the kid. They could be Mochel. Shabosi Itzu Chaveira Shabidorum. When I came to the Chachamim Shabidorum, so Al Shnaim Holduli, they agreed with two things that Zira said. The Al Zokin Mamri Lo Holdulo, but Zokin Mamri they say is not true. Shalo Yirbu Machlokus Bi Israel. Because a Zokin Mamre has to get what he deserves, so there shouldn't be a lot of machlokas, and everybody's going to be a Zokin Mamre and think that the Sanhedrin will be mochel. Shmamino, baal shemochel, kinuyo kinuyo mochel shmamino. So Verusha, what's it called? We poach it the Shaila, baal could be mochel on the kinuy. Rashi. Sochli Zira, shohayim Anshir Yerushalayim. Zira, who was the Anshir Yerushalayim, told me these three things. Zokin Mamre, Shehim Ral Bezin Shalishka Sagozis, Umisoso Bechenik. Okay. Pligi ba Rav Acha v'Ravina. Chad Omar kodim stira mochel lachar stira ena mochel. Now there's still a machlokas. When could he be mochel? We know that a baal could be mochel on the kinui. When? Before stira. So he takes back his kinui, and now if she'll be nister, she won't be chayiv to go through the process. The chad omar laachar stira nami mochel. But if he did it after stira, once she's chayiv in the process, he can't retract. And the other one holds no. Even after the stira, retroactively, he could take away the kinui. Now there was stira without kinui, doesn't aser her, doesn't make her go through the process. Umistabra commanda omra eno mochel after the stira. Mimai midikom ahadri rabbonin l'rabiosi detanya. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Baal Onemen Oleha, Mikal V'Chomer. The husband's believed to say there was Stira from a Kal V'Chomer. Uman Nida Shehi Bekores, Baal Onemen Oleha, Sota Shehi Belav Lo Kol Shekei. Right? Nida, that's Bekores, the husband believes. Surely the Sota. Right? Omer Lo, Loim Omras Benida Shekein Yesh Lo Heter. Nida, the reason the husband believed to say she's not a Nida is because she has a Heter afterwards. Tomer Besota Shein Lo Heter. But a sota never has heter. Once she's osher, she's osher. The e amras la'achar stira mochula mashkachas la diesh la heter. The boy mochule le kinuye uboil. El shmamino la'achar stira enu mochul shmamino. Right? If, what's it called? How could it be that the sota never has a heter until she'll drink? She'll be osher to him no matter what, unless she goes through the process. There is a way. He could be mochul on the kinuy. Must be that after the stira, there's no way of being mochul on the kinuy. Rashi. Shehi balav. Achrei asher hutamol, the rabbi sota shenistra that she's also to the husband belav. The ma'ika miflagi, nobody gets it yet. Okay, so that's the so the ma'isa, the halacha is he could be mochel, but not after stira, only before the stira he could retract the kinui. Once the stira happens and the halacha is chal on her, she's chayif to go through the process. He can't interfere with it anymore.
If she lives with her. Does he still make it? Let's say he employed in Besdin that he lived with her. Would they make her drink still? No. So then, if he has that way out,
no, he has not a way out. She's not she's still ushered to him. If he lived with her afterwards,
yeah,
so she's ushered to him still.
She'll still be.
But she doesn't go. She's not shosa. That's all. It has to be the Nika Baal by Misha Meovam, right? But she goes through the process. She was to call. She can't go through the process. She's also.
But she's going to lose her ksuba.
She'll lose her ksuba too, because she was the ksuba she lost because she lived.
The whole reason for the drinking was in order to help her, Lagabe, to in order to give her the chance of not losing the ksuba. That's why we wanted her to drink.
Right.
The whole purpose of
right. But since there's another Tanai over here, so that Tanai wasn't McQueen. There's other cases where she not shows that. She's not Rusa, whatever.
It's his fault that the reason why should she lose her ksuba?
No, no, she loses her ksuba because she was Nister. She has a way out to prove she's innocent. Now we take that way out from her. That's all. She's losing her ksuba because she was Kinu and Stira. That she did already. Okay. Now we're giving her a chance to recant. She doesn't get that chance now because the conditions don't apply. She's not losing her ksuba now because she didn't drink. She's losing her ksuba for what she did to begin with. Drinking is a heter for her.